This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncovered, we talk with Kentucky Venues President David Beck and Communications Director Ian Cox about the 2023 Championship Tractor Pull at the National Farm Machinery Show.
They'll be competing for over $300,000 in prize money, and the prize money is part of it, but the bragging rights is the key to it, to be able to get out there and compete. And it's exciting. And just and the years that I've been attending, just been watching how that has changed over the years, the type of tractors that are pulling and how it works. But there's great people working with that, and it's a pretty special event. And it'll be packed. Saturday night will be a sellout. Friday night's pretty close to it. And so we'll be having a tractor pull Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night and Saturday afternoon. So there are still some tickets available, and we encourage those who are interested in attending make it part of their plan to do so.
Yeah, you have so many school groups and then just farm groups of farmers, folks from my home county or state or wherever, who make it a whole day and an evening event and come to the Farm Machinery Show, take a little break, and come on to the tractor pulls. They make a huge event of it.
That's right. The doors open at 9 in the morning and close at 6 in the evening, and then we have the tractor pull that night. And that's what we did. We came up early and spent the day, and that's what we would do over the years. And then we have people that they schedule their vacation time. Sometimes they schedule some family time to be together and meet with people and visit while they're on the property. So it's just a great reunion in many, many different ways. So one of the things we tease about that normally the farm show hits Valentine's, February the 14th. Well, that's the day before the show starts this year. So we always laugh about that, you know, you can bring your sweetheart to the tractor pull.
Of course, the National Farm Machinery Show is synonymous with the championship tractor pull. And this year, Ian, I understand we have, over 200 competitors coming for the show this year?
Yeah, just about 200. And every year we seem to bring back some competitors that I've been following since I've been here, and then some newcomers. Some of the champions returning are R.J. Simon, Terry Blackburn, Jordan Lustig. There are several more, and then our beloved and appreciated announcers like Dan Mayer, Leslie Mears, Miles Krieger, and Dave Bennett on standby.
You know, to see that show take place, it all works like clockwork, but you guys have a lot of folks behind the scenes who can help make that happen, too.
That's correct. I think some would be surprised to hear that the same Kentucky Crowder soil that is placed in Freedom Hall for the Championship Tractor Pull has been there since its origins. And this show is the longest running indoor pull and the largest prize money at $300,000. So there's a lot of excitement around participating since it's an invite only pull. And it's a tradition for families and for people to celebrate. Often it's a Valentine's Day event because we're right on top of that holiday.
You know, and the neat thing I think about the championship tractor pull is you can actually see many of the competitors over at Broadbent Arena before you see them in the arena on Freedom Hall on that particular night.
That's right. That place is called The Pit. It's in Broadbent Arena, and you'll get to see all the trucks and tractors that are competing in the show. They're all stationed out there, and those pullers are interested in educating, sharing with people their passion. It's an expensive hobby and something that I think is a big identity to them. And for us, it's a great addition to the show when you're done walking the exhibit show floor to see a little bit of what I would consider luxury equipment, something that really is like, man, I'd love to drive down the road on that.
Yeah, look interesting out in the field on some of those tractors, wouldn't we?
No, I don't think you'd see one.
No, run a little too. You could plant corn at a record speed with one of those.
Oh,
tractors.
Yeah, that smoke. The smokestack would look like it's a new factory.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty neat. But I know there's still tickets available for the tractor pull, right?
That's correct. Our tickets start at $10. We have 5 pulls taking place, 7 p.m. every day, and then Saturday we have a noon pull as well as that 7 p.m. championship.
Our guest today, Kentucky Venues President David Beck and Communications Director Ian Cox. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.